We're here. We're back at the 10th annual CCAM Outlook Conference in Miami. We're here with Alex Marquette, and I'm sure I mispronounced it, but we'll just call you Alex for purposes of the discussion. Alex is one of the technology innovators here in the market and also one of the top market research guys in town. Alex, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure. Now, Alex, what is your outlook on the marketplace? I know that you're, we'll talk about your technology in a minute, but what do you see in the market? Because you've been studying it quite carefully at a microgranular level.
So I think there are a lot of really interesting trends that are happening in the marketplace, but one of the things that kind of continues to kind of weigh on me is that this back and forth opinion about what's happening with foreign capital and as it continues to influence us locally. And I think something that I find really, really interesting is kind of like this have and have not argument between those people who are finding success either representing investors from abroad or deploying foreign capital.
Oh my gosh, this is something that, you know, what I call it is the DBR effect. People read the DBR, that's the Daily Business Review. They read all of these big fancy deals. They think everybody's killing it. It's about three people.
Exactly. And so I think one of the things that I love kind of hearing about is this anecdotal evidence that Miami Beach is blowing up and Brickell is blowing up. But I think when I take a look at every other submarket, where are all these foreign buyers? Where are they coming from? Where is China?
China is over across the sea. I have met the Chinese development folks that bought the Cabbie site.
There you go.
So they're here, but they're very selective, which I would be. Oh, I'm giving, my fans are coming. I love you. Mwah, mwah. I'm getting hugs and kisses everywhere. I'm sorry, Alex, when a beautiful woman blows me a kiss from 10 miles away, I must accept. Excuse me. We're back on the air now. Okay. Golly, I'd have to say after that, where were we?
Where were we?
I love doing these remotes. Now, Alex, so we've got the effect where I'll call it a halo effect of people reading the different articles in the magazine, but the anecdotal information may be different, and I think that's because of the PR firms.
But I think media has a lot to do with it, which is one of the things that I love kind of hearing about, right? I mean, there's this buzz on the street.
I'm the media today.
Who is the buzz, right? Is it the agents doing the work
BuzzFeed,
or is it the people working the news kind of surrounding that? And so I love hearing those differences.
So then what you really are is you're a myth buster, and is that what Real Estate Console is all about?
So I think that segue is great, right?
Because that's why I have a radio show, bud.
Exactly. It's so smooth.
Oh, there's my next victim now.
RE Console is a great way for you to kind of get that insight directly, right? So that you get the information directly from the clerk of courts as it's happening in real time, the news from all these different sources, but it's not biased. And so you have the opportunity to really develop that opinion on your own.
Yeah, but the other thing that I find interesting is that I get bombarded with information that's nonspecific to my interests, and it really bothers me. You know, clutter is the biggest time stealer there is. Oh, clutter. Hey, thank you, Outlook.
So I think that that's certainly one of the things that differentiates RE Console, right? Our platform is curated, it's personalized intelligence, and I think that helps you.
We don't say curated, transportation, or millennial on the show.
Oh,
that means
okay.
We don't have a show.
Then this is information that's tailored for you and the opportunities that are of interest to you so that you don't have to deal with that clutter and you get relevant, filtered information.
Yeah, so then who would be somebody that could use this? Obviously, real estate brokers, but how about owners of property?
You know, I think I have the benefit, just like a lot of the people that you've had on your show, of kind of wearing a whole bunch of different hats, right?
Right now, you're wearing earphones.
Right now, I'm wearing earphones, and thankfully, I need them to keep my head warm because I don't have any hair. The benefit of being an owner, a broker, a developer, the opportunity is consistent across each, right? Where you can really begin to digest what's going on in the marketplace, have a direct understanding of how it relates to you specifically, and then take action from there.
The most important thing to me in what you're doing is the information management. As we said before, it just drives me crazy when I get this non-specific information that's really spun for somebody else. Call it the dealmaker's page on the back of one of the local papers. What is your number one way that you can give me good granular information? We've only got about a minute left, and I really want people to understand what, and then we're going to get Exxon, too, and we're going to talk more about this.
Sounds great.
All right. Takeaway on what is RE Console?
So the RE Console is this platform that delivers personalized information and intelligence about what happens in the marketplace as it relates to you. But it's not just direct news. It's as anything influences the people or the properties that affect you and the value that they create around them.
No, it sounds to me like you've got a very sophisticated algorithm that's learning about everybody right now.
You know all the right buzzwords, Jeff.
Alex Morcate. I still can't get it right. You're Alex to me forever.
You're two for two already.
I know. I'm absolutely horrendous. Alex, thanks for coming. Go find X. We want to get you and X on the show together. Information and technology coming to one at RE Console. We'll be back with more from some of our special guests at the Real Estate Conference with CCIM Outlook 10th Anniversary back after this.